Hey everyone, Mike Wobshall at TCO Studios at Winter Park with another edition of the Pick 6. Thanks for submitting all your questions. Let's get to work. The first one comes from Dennis. With Adam Thielen at almost 1,000 yards this season, could he be the number one receiver next season? Well, I'm not into anointing number one, number two, number three receivers on the team, especially at this juncture of the offseason. But how about Adam Thielen's season? Almost got to 1,000 yards. As Dennis said, he made the routine catches and he made plenty of great catches. I don't know if he'll be the number one receiver, but I do know he's a reliable receiver who's going to make an impact on this team next season. Steve from the United Kingdom has the next question. Who, in your eyes, was this year's best rookie? How about Kentrell Brothers, the linebacker we got from Missouri? He was college football's leading tackler last season. This season, he was second on the Vikings in special teams tackles with 9. That type of acumen on special teams tells me he might have a future on defense in this league as well. Josh has the next question. Were the O-line ups and downs due to injuries, or is it a depth issue? Do you expect them to try to actively improve the depth this offseason? Well, I think the injuries and depth problems go hand in hand. Because of the injuries, the Vikings had to tap into the depth and use that depth, and then when they needed depth later in the season, they didn't have what they wanted. This offseason will be a big one for the offensive line. The Vikings have some pieces in place they can work with, but they'll also probably add a new player or two. Our next question comes from Tony. Do you think the Vikings will be active in free agency? Yes, I do. The Vikings were active last year, signing both Alex Boone and Andre Smith to the offensive line. Whether it's offensive line or other positions this year, I do expect the Vikings to make a move or two in March. Remember, free agency starts on March 9th. Our next question comes from Evan. Do you see the Vikings trading to get back in the first round of the draft? Remember, the Vikings traded away their first-round pick for Sam Bradford, which turned out to be a great trade because Sam played great and he's going to be the starter next year. Now, the Vikings have 8 picks still in the draft, so Rick could use that ammo to move back up into the first round. Or he can stand pat and use those 8 picks to fortify the depth and talent at other positions. It'll be fun to see what Mr. Spielman decides to do. The last one comes from Steve. I was saving Skol Stories podcast for my runs this offseason. Love them all, but Dennis Ryan and John Randall were the best. Well, thanks, Steve. We're glad you enjoyed this season of Skol Stories. We also had Fran Tarkenton and big-time actor Josh Duhamel this season. It was a lot of fun. Hopefully, we're back next season with more episodes of Skol Stories. We're going to be back next week with another edition of the Pick 6. So submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. In the meantime, click around Vikings.com. One thing we posted this week, the top 5 defensive plays from the 2016 season. Was your favorite play on there? Why don't you check it out?